Now, Newbridge's Sarah Vaughan joins me on the line now as she has been named as Patient Ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland's 2026 Very Pink Run, which takes place this Saturday, August 29th. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. First of all, congratulations on being named a Patient Ambassador for the Pink Run. You have your own story behind this and getting involved in the run this year. Could you let listeners know about it? What's your own story?
Yeah, of course. So in November 2023, I was diagnosed with breast cancer stage 2. I was 31 at the time. It really changed my life upside down. You know, I did chemo, surgery, radiation, and a long road to get where I am today.
I can imagine. And getting that diagnosis so young as well, like, we spoke into other cancer survivors and those who are going through chemo, and they always say, you know, you don't expect it to happen to you.
No, you don't. It's literally, you never think it's you. And I remember going up on the morning to get the check, and I was thinking, no, this is fine. Like, you're going to get this done. You're going to go home and everything's just going to go back to normal. But unfortunately, that just wasn't the case at the time for me.
Yeah. And what happened then, kind of after receiving that diagnosis? Was it straight into the treatment and the plans of what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so it's like a 2 week wait to kind of say. So it's the most difficult, I would say. You're just waiting to get your diagnostic to like figure out what you're going to do or what you need to do, what's your treatment plan. So you have two week wait where you're waiting at home for your biopsy results to come back. And then I was up with my oncologist then 2 weeks later and started my treatment plan, where I needed to go from there and what I needed to do. So it was a long road ahead, but one I was absolutely willing to take at the time.
It sounds, you know, people can be surprised at their own strength for going through anything, any kind of treatment, but especially chemotherapy. Like, it's a tough run, that treatment.
It's so tough. And if you had said it to me 3 years ago, Sarah, like, you'd have to do this, I would have said there's absolutely no way.
Yeah.
But you just find this strength, and, you know, the people behind you, you find great strength to get through it. And it's so difficult. But after you do it, you're so proud. You're so, so proud of yourself for how far you've come.
Absolutely. And Sarah, how are you doing now since receiving the diagnosis and then getting the treatment?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. Afterwards, it was really hard, but I have done a lot of counselling and I speak to people, and, you know, but I was actually up last week for all my checks and everything is perfect and all my scans are really good. So, yeah, I'm doing really, really good at the minute.
Oh, that's amazing. And now, so it's busy weekend this weekend for the Very Pink Run. How did you get involved with that? And then kind of what was the story becoming a patient ambassador?
Yeah, so I kind of reached out to them after I was finished my treatment just to share my story. And, you know, because I always said when I was sick at the time, I would love to be able to share awareness and maybe help someone that was just starting out, you know, give them some hope. So when I finished treatment, I kind of shared stuff on my Instagram, you know, and talked a little bit about it. So I had shared my story with Breast Cancer Ireland, and they reached out to me and they gave me this amazing opportunity to go up and be involved in the Very Pink Run. So I'm so, so grateful and really, really looking forward to it.
Of course. And, you know, reading about it in the past and hearing people who have, you know, taken part in it, they've said it's so positive and it's kind of like a big celebration event.
Yes. It's such a celebration.
Yeah, but it comes from something that is so frightening, like it's such a scary diagnosis, but kind of on the day and even the photos and the lead up to it, like, you know, you have the bright colours, the pink, so it definitely kind of shines a light in a really dark moment.
Yeah, and it's about all coming together, you know, and supporting each other and remembering people we lost, but also that people are going through it at the moment, to stand together and you're not alone. And it's just a big celebration of surviving and getting through it, and, you know, of course, raising funds for an extremely brilliant cause as well.
Of course. And for your role as patient ambassador, what does that include? Is there any work that you kind of work on in the weeks leading up to it, like letting people know about the run and how to get involved?
Yeah, so we did a photo shoot at the start, and we released that, and, you know, and it was sharing stuff online, having a link so people can support. I talked a bit about it online and getting people to sign up, you know, and just a lot of awareness around it for people.
Of course. So it's taking place this Saturday. How long is does the preparation take for it? I mean, kind of when you first got in touch with Breast Cancer Ireland and then, you know, getting the patient ambassador role, how long has that been in the works for?
It's about 4 months we've been doing it behind the scenes. So yeah. We did the pictures in April and we went up and did the pictures and then it was just waiting for it to release. So there's a good few months behind it, working in the background and sharing all your stuff, and then you can reach out to people and get support and fundraising for it. So it is a good few months in the background to prep for it for coming up.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably just flew around now this weekend, Saturday the 29th. Yeah. How are you feeling now that kind of all the work is coming to fruition now in just a few days' time?
It's so good to look back and, you know, see what you've done. But I'm really looking forward to all my family and my friends and my work. Actually, my work are all coming up as well. So I'm just really, really looking forward to celebrating together and getting this far.
Absolutely. And for those who are interested in supporting the Very Pink Run for this year, even, you know, maybe getting involved themselves for next year, what is the way to get in touch and get involved?
Yeah, so you can go onto Breast Cancer Ireland's website, which is Instagram, all of the platforms, and there is all the links and I talked all about it. So you can sign up through that. You can still sign up at the moment if you want to, or they'll start announcing it then for next year. So there's loads of ways to get involved and get behind it.
Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today Show this morning and sharing your own story with your cancer diagnosis and what is coming now this weekend for the Breast Cancer Ireland 2026 Very Pink Run. That was Newbridge's Sarah Vaughan. She has been named as a patient ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland. And Sarah, it's just great to hear that you're doing a lot better now and your scans all came clear in the past few weeks. I'm wishing you the best of luck now in the future and for Saturday as well. Do let us know if you are taking part in the Very Pink Run this Saturday, August 29th, 0833 97 97 97, or give us a call 045 898 999.